Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome, fellow humans born onto the nursery planet Earth. This is your host, TA, and this is the Why Are We Here on Earth podcast. Last week, I did an overview of everything that brought us up to this, and I think it was too much for a single hour. We'll have to revisit that a little bit later. From now, we're going forward. It turns out that our founding fathers were aware of the situation that humanity was in, but did not have the solution other than to follow God's instructions and directions. And they requested that he give them the information that Jesus found in the tabernacle that allowed him to be the first, and to this date only, completed human, which in the Greek was translated as perfected, and then the religious people changed that to perfect, but that is incorrect. Completed is the original definition. So, if Jesus found something in the tabernacle that allowed him to live his life in a completed fashion, what was that? And why did our founders want it? Our founders were sure that the only path forward that would be successful was the one following the instructions and directions God had given. Now, why was this? They had looked at all the attempts by man using their own decision-making matrix, which is entirely subjective, but they did not have science to the degree where they could determine that on their own, which is why they asked God for help. And they were so serious about this that they designed the federal government of the United States to be a replica of what God ordained on earth for man in the model that Moses displayed. So Moses at Mount Hebron had assistants. Two were chosen from each tribe and sent to Moses as advisors. The choices were entirely up to him about what he would do, what he would create for their government, if you will, here on earth, but the advisors, two advisors from each tribe. This is what our, what are they? This is the senior level of our Congress is. Oh my goodness, it's terrible to get old and remember and have these blank spots. Lindsey Graham was one of the senators. Thank you. Okay. It's terrible. But the Senate was set up to be the superior house and had nothing to do with the House of Lords. It was set up to be the house that would, the advisors, two were chosen from each, what would eventually become states, but each colony, to advise the executive authority for the federal government that would oversee everything on what was necessary for the people. Now, the states with more people in them thought they should have more representation. So the House was set up initially to inform the senators, who would then inform the executive authority. So the senators were who the House was set up to inform. But of course, that got lost in translation, like so much else, and became what they considered on an equal footing with the senators, though that is not the way it was designed. But then again, the way our founders designed the executive authority and the amendments to the Constitution, that the executive authority was supposed to follow. They were not supposed to limit him. They were supposed to inform him as to what was acceptable for the people, because they had been accepted. The Constitution had been accepted, ratified by the people. Well, that's all well and good. And if you don't know why you're trying to move forward or how to move forward in a way that will make that come about, accepting ideas from other people is totally rational and completely above board, as long as you do not know what you are aiming for. And they didn't. The founders knew that they were aiming to replicate the system that God had ordained as acceptable at Mount Hebron 3,250 years earlier, on the other side of the Jordan River. Okay, so that is our foundation. Our foundation was replicated, peopled, if you will, adjudicated, whatever you want to call it. It was fleshed out by the people who took the Constitution and the structure that our founders set up and managed it, if you will, to their own devices. All right. So it is very appropriate to look at this as the, what, dumbing down the political machinations of individuals trying to affect the leadership of the federal government. Totally acceptable, because that's exactly what it was. And it was not done in the spirit of our founding fathers. Now, the founding fathers warned us of this, that this would be coming. They probably didn't expect it to happen while they were still alive, but they did expect it to happen within the first 40 years. And they warned us that we, the recipients of their foundational articles and structure, needed to put in place support structures for the executive authority. They ordained the support structures to be the Senate and the judiciary, as God had ordained the advisors from the various tribes and the judiciary. The judiciary was seen as less than the senators. They were chosen from the people who hadn't made the final cut to be the representatives from each tribe to the executive authority, Moses. So these are the people that were in the conversation and were thought of as people who could represent the character of the Israelite people, but had not made the final cut to be the representatives from each tribe to Moses. So they were not supposed to have any kind of direct access to Moses. The only time that they could trouble Moses with their inadequacy was if they came up with something that they could not adjudicate. The laws that God had laid out, not only in the Ten Commandments, but in how Israelites should deal with one another and deal with people who are not Israelites, that God had ordained, if it wasn't clear enough for them to make a decision, even though they had been told that Israelites who were politically or socially more important or had more money or power were not to be held over those Israelites who had lesser power, and no Israelite was to be held out over another individual dealing with the Israelites because they were not an Israelite, they should be treated fairly. But if they couldn't come up with something for this, then they were to trouble Moses, saying, we cannot come to an agreement on how this should be adjudicated. Would you please oversee and make a final decision on this argument? We will deliver it, but we want you to make the final decision so that these people realize that this decision is final. No argument. You looked it over. We gave you the information. We gave you our vision of what this should be. Several of us promoted decisions that we thought were fair and balanced. And we want you to make the final decision so we can deliver it as this is the final decision from Moses. There is no further recourse. That was the only time they were supposed to have anything to do with Moses, with the executive authority. But of course, people here on earth, not knowing what they were shooting for or why they were shooting for it, made political decisions. So the first political decision of consequence after the, before the Constitution had been accepted, is they would send people, the various colonies, would send people to the executive, the chief executive, to say, all right, look, these are our representatives to you, telling you what our areas need and want, and it's up to you to make those decisions. All right, this was in line with what our founders had created, what God had ordained as responsible. They did that, and occasionally these people were not acceptable. They did not have the character to be representatives from of the people from the various colonies, but they did have the authority and power to be sent. In other words, the colonies could not set them back. They had too much money, too much authority, too much power, too much backing. So they sent them to the federal government saying, all right, we can't put them down. We're sending them to you. If you find them acceptable, fine. But if you do not find them acceptable, you need to set them down the way that was ordained back in the beginning. You are the chief executive authority elected to represent all of us. Okay? So that's what happened. He sent them back, saying this person does not have the character to be a representative of the people. Now, where would I get that information? It's certainly not in any history books, right? Well, that's correct. It is not. Now, I want you all to go to the criticalskillsblog.com and look up the post called The Character of Public Officials, What the Founding Fathers Expected versus Present Day Reality. Now, this was published in 2024, October 6, 2024, on the Critical Skills blog. Now, I cannot go through this entire thing, but it details from letters that the founders sent to one another. And, it gives you all the history that you need. So these people that the colonies, who would eventually become states, did not have the power and authority, the chutzpah, if you will, to sit down and say, no, you are not of a responsible enough character. And it details in this critical skills blog exactly what critical or what character entailed to our founding fathers. You don't have that, so we're not going to send you forward. They couldn't do that because their seats were precariously balanced. The fact that they had the right to send these people were balanced on who politically, financially, socially, gave them the authority to speak. So they sent these people, some of whom absolutely were not fit to represent the people from their area. And the chief executive had to send them back saying, no, this person will not do. Send us a person who is of moral character and intelligence and capable of representing what your colony needs to the federal government. Well, now the federal government at this time did not have money, did not have its own source of money. So they had to do it as gently as they could, but they had to do it. And the colonies used this as a way of setting back or setting down these individuals who were important in their own rights in their area, but did not have the wherewithal to represent the colony. They sent them forward. They got sent back. And this went on until they decided, maybe we need another method for sending people to the executive authority. I know. Let's hold elections, public elections. Let's have a public election for these individuals. Therefore, we're not the ones that send them. They have to be able to be elected publicly. So that saves our butts. And if the public officials elected are sent down and then sent back as not being appropriate, we just hold another election. We're never the bad guys. Hey, this is an excellent solution. So that's what they did. They held public elections. The people were elected by those who were seen as having skin in the game. Now, at that time, you had to have public property. You had to have, you didn't have to have wealth, but you did have to have skin in the game as far as lands. You didn't have to have a title of any sort, but you did have to have public property. You did have to at least own your own home, your homestead. Having a business and public property was seen as a good method for getting you before the people. But all of this had to be true in order for you to be sent to the chief executive of the federal government as appropriate. Of course, there you had to be assessed for having good moral fiber and public character. And if you read that critical skills blog, you'll see that if you were chosen to be a member representing the public, you were then a public figure, considered to be a public figure, who had to live for the public, not for yourself, as long as you were a public figure. So you had to set your particular needs, desires, and wants to the side in order to represent the public. Well, these are many of the lessons that we went through, and they were discarded by the politically correct, but never by our founders. This is what our nation was founded on: the example approved of by God at Mount Hebron. Moses, considered the first chief executive of the Israelite people, and General Washington, chosen to be the first chief executive of the federal people. Thomas Jefferson ran second in that, but if he had been chosen, he was not as well known, but if he had been chosen, I think things would have gone much differently. But we would not have seen in 250 years the fall from grace, if you will, that our beginnings have, where we started and where we have found wound up, because we did not know where we were going or why we wanted to get there. So now, 250 years after the Declaration of Independence, and we don't even know why our founders wanted to cut us off entirely from Europe. Oh, we've heard pontifications by people, but the fact of the matter is that among themselves, they were very bald about the fact that the religious governments, religious adhering governments, were ineffectual. Religions had taken the word of God and changed it into man-speak and followed men. The Protestant Reformation, which all of our founding fathers had hopes for, had also proven to have feet of clay. They did not go far enough. They went far enough to create their own religions, but they never went all the way to replicate the word of God here on earth. They became Roman Catholicism light, and they followed all the practices. Well, not all the practices, but all the practices that they could rationalize to their people of the Roman Catholic hierarchy. In other words, they were almost as big a failures, and in effect, as big a failure as the Roman Catholic Church, who had pirated Christianity for their own benefit, which replicated how the Levite priesthood had pirated the pronouncements from God for their own authority over the Israelites. Are you getting the picture here? The Israelites, who became the Jews, were at least honest enough to say, "Hey, God, thanks. We appreciate all that you've done for us. We're going to make our own decisions now." And of course, that's when God said, "No, no, no. The compact is not over until I say it's over." And, "No, no, no. We're good. Thanks. Go away. We'll make our own decisions going forward." And he said, "Oh, really? Okay. If you want to be leaders, lead this. And that's when the Babylonians were led to take over the ineffectual Judaic-led Israelite population and take them into slavery for 70 years until everybody who had refused God had died and then came back. They were allowed to return. He gave it to them, that plan, for all time. And they came back, but they came back and followed the same priesthood that had led them astray. So they were not any better off. It's just they had divorced themselves from God, and God had divorced them from him. And he said, and it's in Jeremiah 18, and you can look it up. At a time in the future, I will create a land for my people, a land that you know nothing of. Now, this was said back in about 600 some odd BC by God, and our founders fulfilled that in 1789, between 1776 and 1789. But they were aware of Jeremiah 18 and what God had said, and they wanted to be that group of individuals that stood completely apart from the old world and replicated what God had ordained on earth. And so that's what they created. Now, you haven't heard that, because all you've heard is the politicizations of what our founders created. Our founders were very, very adamant that politics would take over what they had created if we did not set up guidelines against that, if we did not structurally support the Constitution and the creation of the executive authority. And they were 100% correct. They railed against political parties because they said eventually they will have their own agenda, and that agenda will not be for the benefit of the peoples of the Americas. And they were correct. So if you go to the Critical Skills blog and you look up the post from October 26, 2024, and posts before that and after that, you will get a good understanding of what our founders wanted for us versus what we allowed to happen. Now, why did we allow that to happen? Because we are creatures of the moment. We have basically 70 years on earth, and we assume that what we learn at our parents' knees is what is correct, and what we take from our friends and family going forward, our community, is knowledgeable. And when they don't have basic knowledge in certain areas, we don't have basic knowledge in certain areas. And unless we know that that knowledge is important, we don't bother to look it up. If we can look it up. Well, it turns out that certain scholars have looked it up and have made it available. And again, the criticalskillsblog.com, you'll be able to find this stuff. And it is important, because our forebears, not our founders, but the people who followed them, did not follow the instructions and directions our founders gave, even close to assiduously. They went forward pell-mell as they felt the times warranted and dictated. And they are the ones that have gotten us to this point where now the DSA wants to get rid of the Senate. They want to get rid of all police. They want us basically return to animals. Oh, no. What do I mean by that? Well, I've tried to tell you in past episodes that evil is the animal overlord of our nature, the decision-making matrix that every human is born into, and that included Jesus, is a subjective decision-making matrix empowered by individual perspective and desire. And because you have desires and individual perspective, you use it, not realizing that the one that God ordained and that Paul called spiritual, and I think that is incorrect. It is basic, not, there's a lot more in spiritual than we have yet to ascertain. But the second leg of the human decision-making process is the objective decision-making process. This is the one that Jesus used that made him complete or completed. That's why our founders wanted the information Jesus had. Now, I put it together from reading the Bible for content. And I'm not saying it's perfect, and I don't want you to believe me. Just accept that I have done this, and that it is at least a representation of what God wanted us to have. That is, use logic to come up with a decision that needs to be made instead of individual desire. And instead of individual perspective, when you use reason to come up with the panoply of decisions that can be made, instead of using individual perspective and desire to select this solution, select the solution using wisdom. What is best for everyone? What has worked in the past? What is sustainable in the future? So logic, reason, and wisdom is the method that, or at least the substantive disclosure of the method that God wanted to use. I don't have the exact words of God. You don't either. They have been kept from us. But Jesus got it, and he used it. And that's what he lived as an example for all mankind, what a completed human used. Both sides, the subjective and the objective. Don't make objective, rational observations and then pull it onto your subjective decision-making matrix. Create an objective decision-making matrix and weigh it and judge it on that. So as you know, and as I'm sure you're aware, I will fight to replicate what our founders wanted for us by following the instructions and directions that God gave and approved for man on earth with Moses, basically the advisors being the Senate and the judiciary, not limiting what Moses could do, but asking for the final decision from him for anything that they could not decide among themselves. Now, this means that we have to be very sure of the people that we want to represent us to the chief executive, and we have to be very sure about who we want to be the chief executive. And if you follow that October 6th, 2024 critical skills blog episode, you will discover what it is about the character of public representatives that the founders felt was important for the modern day that they got from the Bible. Our founders were Bible scholars, not religious, as is apparent in the First Amendment to the Constitution, but Bible scholars all the same, because they felt this was the only way that humanity could succeed. And I agree with them 100%. The only way humanity can succeed is by following the instructions and directions God gave. Why is that? Because God knows what we need. He proved it to himself and to everyone in the Garden of Eden. Humanity is capable of using the logic, reason, wisdom, objective decision-making matrix for their benefit and going forward as a completed human. This is what Adam did until Eve was introduced into the picture. When he didn't realize that all decisions weren't objective and based on reality, and he made a bad decision based on what he was given, not knowing that there was an animal subject of decision-making platform. So he melded the two together, unaware that there were two. And that was the original fall from grace, using the subjective decision-making metrics instead of the objective when you had originally been taught the objective decision-making or reality-based matrix. All right, so going forward, we are all going to need to figure out what it is that we need to do. First, we need to get it to our chief executive and let him know what it is that his office needs to do. You have to start this from the top down because it has been sullied all the way to the top. Once that is reestablished as to what his responsibilities are and his goals are, and that they're not political, we can restructure everything from the top on down the way our founders had envisioned. We can start fresh, but we have to make that commitment to start fresh and do as God ordained and approved of here on earth so that we can achieve our completeness as humans and grow to be whatever it is that God has in mind for us. So the chief executive is not going to be what? Harnessed completely by the individuals sent to him as advisors from the various states. If he wishes to disband the House of Representatives, I don't have a problem with that, but the people who vote might. So he needs to have a discussion with the people. And how is he going to have this? Because everybody that exists, not only in the United States, but on Earth, can reach out and touch him now, unless he sets up a method for them to go through. Now, I've tried to reach my publicly elected representatives, the Senate, the representatives, and I have not been able to. I have been ignored. I've been ignored because they think, well, we got elected. We don't have to listen to them, which, of course, is completely wrong. But they need to be set down. Right now, they think they have the power because they've been elected. That is not correct. the people of the United States, the citizens of the United States, have the power. They've delegated the authority, but the people they delegated the authority to broke the system. So the system needs to be reformatted. And going forward, that's what I will explain. This is will be episode 104. It will be published next Tuesday, which will be the first Tuesday in August, 2026. And we need to go forward from here. I don't know how I'm going to get a better public voice. I've tried to get in touch with Fox News, who represents conservatives at least, so at least they want to speak to the same group that I need to. I've tried to get in touch with TPUSA to no avail yet. These young people are the ones that have the energy and need to have the information about what our founders wanted. I was set up to meet Charlie Kirk because I was impressed with his desire for freedom and for the methods that he used on the banner above him the day that he was killed. Was prove me wrong. That is straight out of the Bible. That is the method for winnowing what a person says. Use objective decision making. Prove me wrong. If you can't prove me wrong, walk with me until you can. And if I am wrong, please point it out. Not if you think I'm wrong or feel I'm wrong or want me to be wrong. Prove me wrong. Use objective decision making to prove that my words are incorrect. Anything that I've said this morning, if you can find something that the founders discussed that shows me to be in error, please bring it forward. I can't imagine you'll be able to find it, but who knows? Maybe I misspoke at some point. Please bring it forward. I know it's much easier just to ignore what I say because, oh my God, look at all the work we're going to have to do. If we pay attention to what this guy is saying, yeah, there is a lot of work to do. The alternative is the death of humanity. What do I mean? The United States of America is the last hope for humanity going forward in a method that God approved. If we die off, if we allow what our founders created, following the words of God, written in prophecy in Jeremiah 18. If we allow that to go away, then we are it. We are down to the last hope. The only hope we have is that we have a person in authority now who might listen to us if we can get to him. I think everyone can see that we are going in the wrong direction and at a higher speed than is worthwhile and acceptable. But what do we do about it? Our founders knew what to do about it. But we have allowed voices in the meantime to interfere with what they said. We need a complete reboot. Back to what the founding fathers ordained for us. And not just what was accepted in 1789, because it was politicized between 1776 and 1789. We need to go back to the original. What was in our founders' mind in 1776 when they declared our separation from Europe? Political, spiritual, governmental. That's what we need to get back to. Our founding fathers' picture of what God wanted for man here on earth that they held in agreement among themselves and wrote the Declaration of Independence to declare to the rest of the world what would eventually become the United States of America would be for the world in adherence to God's dictates going forward. Of course, the world has sullied what they established over the last 250 years. This is not in any way, shape, or form something that anyone can possibly argue with. What our founders had in mind and agreed to before they made the Declaration of Independence. They made the Declaration for the purposes of separating themselves entirely from Europe, not just politically, but substantively. We want to be the people that God ordained to be successful in reorienting the entire human race to what God said would be successful if we followed. That is our job. That's what they agreed to, and that's why the Declaration was written. We need to go back to that picture, that agreement that they held. We need to fill that in from the letters they wrote to themselves and the letters they wrote to others to explain what it was that they wanted. All this needs to be made public. That's why I'm trying to get a platform to make it public. If you can help in this, please let me know. And I'm going to sign off for today, what will be episode 104. We need to reestablish what our founders wanted for us and agreed to among themselves before writing the Declaration of Independence. We take our start from that, but the foundation had been agreed to before that. And that's what we need to flesh out and live up to. This is TA signing off for today. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.